everyone. Welcome to the Drunken Whalers, a podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Claire, and I'm joined as always by Sarah.
Hello.
Hi. And so today we're doing our wrap-up episode.
Oh, no. Which we've historically been very good at.
Yeah. We're going to try and keep it focused on, like, Dowd, I hope.
I'm sure we're capable of doing that. I believe that you have lots of things to say about Dowd.
I do have lots of things to say about Dowd. But yeah, so basically, we finished the Dowd DLC, and that's not it for Dowd, because he does show up again, but, like, after this we go to Dishonored 2, and that's not really about Dowd at all.
Are we gonna do the Corroded Man, Claire?
Yes, I'm so sorry, I did forget. We are gonna do the Corroded Man.
Which is also not about Dowd.
Okay, yes, it's also not about Dowd, so this is our Dowd-centric.
Shit.
Do you find the low ending, or the low chaos ending, or the high chaos ending more compelling slash better?
I kind of like both of them, they're not as different as, like, the endings of Dishonored 1 were, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the only real difference is whether or not Dowd dies, and since he, like, isn't in the next game, it kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's, like, just a point of interest. Well, it's like, I played this, you know, pretty much not knowing what was going to happen, and I did, like, I was playing a high chaos first time, and it is pretty, like, powerful to, like, just be playing this and, like, be like, oh shit, I just died at the end.
That's true. It is, like, yeah, it's like a much bigger, oh shit, got fucked up.
Yeah.
Really badly.
I do just like the kind of, like, central, like, conceit of it, that, like, whatever chaos level you're playing is, like, the chaos, like, that's what the chaos level, like, in the world is, so it's, like, that's how Corva reacts to you.
That's true. Like, as a gameplay function, I like that, but as, like, a writing function, I also think it would be really powerful if you had been, like, this truly evil, heinous, well, I mean, that's just down pre-murder of the Empress, but, like, if you had continued your assassin-y ways, and, like, Corvo came up and still didn't kill you, I think I would have probably had a really jarring moment, like, fuck, I really didn't deserve that.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
It would have been, like, a really interesting function of, like, what redemption is, what forgiveness or, like, acceptance is, because I don't necessarily always buy this, but there's, like, a lot of talk about how, like, forgiveness is not for the person who hurt you, it's for you, which I think is kind of bullshit, because fuck the person who hurt me. But, like, you know, it is, like, if I could see how, like, Corvo doesn't know any of this happened, he doesn't know what Dowd did.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I think there's something very powerful about Corvo saying, you know what, I'm going to make the decision not to do this, even though he's definitely evil.
Yeah, and it is, like, it's interesting to think about it, like, from the point of view of, like, when you're playing Dishonored 1, it's, like, you don't know, like, whatever, like, the version of Dowd that you meet, and that's, like, you don't know who this guy is, like, and you don't, and you don't know about any of this stuff, because, like, you haven't played the DLC yet.
Right, yeah, so, yeah, you can assume that he just, like, I assume that he had just gone on and been murdery.
Yeah.
But it also, I think, like, you can choose to do that in Dishonored 1, you can choose to spare him, but it also means, like, I don't know how most people play this game, but, like, I assume that people either choose, like, they want to go for low chaos and not kill people, or they want to go for high chaos and kill people. So, like, if you're playing as low chaos and you choose not to kill Dowd, it, like, doesn't really mean as much. Like, if the point is that I'm not trying to murder anyone, it doesn't mean as much if you specifically decide not to murder Dowd.
Yeah, it's because it's, like, as much as, like, I guess it's, like, you could be doing a high chaos playthrough. If you're, like, doing a high chaos playthrough and you, like, specifically choose to spare Dowd, which is, like, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, interesting. It's, like, oh, you decided not to kill this guy? Like, who literally killed your wife?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just think it is really interesting. It's, like, even though Dowd, if you are doing high chaos, like, Dowd is murdering a shit ton of people, he is literally doing it to save, like, a young girl's life and, like, the fate of an empire, which is, like, a really interesting sort of, just, like, that's not that's not how people usually work. So it's true. Still working towards, like, he is still largely fueled by, like, this concept of, like, redemption for himself, even though he's being a fucking murderer.
Yeah, and it's interesting to think about, like, him as, like, in, like, Haikei as, like, being a person who, like, killing people is the way that he knows how to do things. So it's, like, if he's gonna save Emily, this is how he knows how to do it. And, like, maybe he's given up on ever being a different person.
I know, I'm sad.
I know. Dad's character arc is pretty sad. He's a sad man.
Yeah, he's a sad old man.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's also, I'm interested in the fact that it's, like, Corvo, like, literally never finds this out. No one ever tells him.
I know! Which, like, I think is, again, part of, like, the redemption thing, because, like, it doesn't, like, you still save, you know, a young girl from being possessed, but, like, if you send a note, like, hey,
to Corvo,
don't kill me because I saved your daughter, it's like, well, you did that for your own safety, then.
Yeah. Or, like, yeah, the fact that, like, in begging for his life, he doesn't say, hey, I saved your daughter.
Right. So, like, he really, truly, even if he's going the High Chaos path, like, he's truly doing this to...
Because he feels bad.
Because he feels bad. Because he wants to set things right. Like, because he is still working for redemption on a personal level. Mm-hmm. Not... I guess not a public level, but it's like, no one knows. Like, his whalers kind of know, but, like, he's not doing this to, like, prove to the world that he's better now. Like, he's already knows that he's not going to ever be able to proclaim that.
Yeah, and, like, in the Outsider's monologue, it's like, no one's ever gonna know all the shit you did, because I'm not gonna tell anybody.
Like, hey, Outsider, like, you could literally tell Corvo this.
Sounds fake.
That's why I will hold to the fact that the Outsider decides that, like, no, I was still right to dump down, even though he's hot again.
Because otherwise he would have talked him up to Corvo.
Exactly.
I know, and it's so funny, too, because it's like, I think the Outsider, the Outsider could, like, talk to you in the Flooded District and be like, hey, here's this thing that Dao did, and he just doesn't.
Yeah, and you don't, like, find anything in the Flooded District that, like, leads you to believe that Dao could have done any of this.
Yeah. I am interested. I guess, I don't know when they planned the DLC, because it's like, in theory, maybe they just didn't know, but I kind of feel like they did.
Yeah, I think they did. There's, like, enough elements there that it just feels like...
Yeah.
That they did. But, like, I'm trying to think if there's, like, anything that, like, Dishonored 1 that, like, leads you to the conclusion that Dao has done something.
I don't think so, because I don't think Delilah gets mentioned at all in Dishonored 1.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Because, like, it's like, if it was just a thing they just, like, made up when they were, like, on the drawing board for what they should do as DLC, like, it feels like it fits very neatly despite not actually having had any foreshadowing.
So that's true.
That's true. It's like they reuse, like, the speech he gives begging for his life is exactly the same speech that you can hear in Dishonored 1. Although, like, I feel like a lot of people just didn't hear it because it's kind of hard to get him to give it to you.
Which speech?
Oh, the one he's like, hey, don't kill me.
Right. I also just remembered, we have discussed this before, there's a note you can find once you escape prison in the Flooded District, which Dao is talking to, like, some guy like Rodolfo or Ronaldo, and he mentions, like, the business with the Brigmore witches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it doesn't say anything else beyond, like, if you live, you'll be really rich. But, like, it doesn't give any specifics, but it is mentioned in that note. On the ground.
So they're just, like, thinking, oh, something's gonna happen with the Brigmore Witches.
Yeah. But, like, it's not, like, a foreshadowing for you to, like, to help make a decision on it. I think that's, like, frankly okay, given how much of the DLC is, like, no one's gonna know you did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, even when, you know, like, Dao is talking to, like, Lizzie Stride or other people, he doesn't say, oh, yeah, I'm gonna save the Empress.
Well, just, okay, like, here's the thing. He doesn't really know.
That's true.
He's just like, Delilah's up to some, like, it's like, not into, you don't, you can kind of, in Draper's Ward, when you're talking to the dressmaker, I think you can basically find out that, you like, know that Emily is involved somehow.
Yeah, because Delilah wants her hair.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, like, you can see how, like, someone who's like, I mean, it's like, man, you kidnapped that girl.
That's ominous always, but.
Like, I don't know, like thanks for saving her. Man, you really didn't have to kidnap her.
Yeah, well, he sucks, and we know that. It is so funny,
like, that note from Delilah, where she's like, I was so worried that Dad was on to me, like, when he kidnapped Emily, but then he just gave them her to, like, someone else. Like, what was up with that?
Yeah, what a weirdo. Like, what the fuck? Doesn't he have greater ambitions than coin? No.
That's so funny. Cause, yeah, she's like, I have all this shit I want to do, and Dad was just over there, like, making money.
Whatever.
God. Yeah, I mean...
Really appreciate, like, Dowd and Corvo essentially, like, don't do anything that fantastical. Like,
they just really, like, they're just, like, tired old men who, like, want to get through their lives.
I think this is obviously commentary on how men don't do shit and women are always the innovators of a genre, but that's not what it is.
Yeah, I'm sure that was intentional.
That was so not intentional. I refuse to give Arcane any of that.
Since they forgot women existed in the first game.
Like, it's true. Women are innovators of a genre, but Arcane doesn't know that. But, like, yeah, like, with Granny Rags, like, she's so fucking on her shit. Like, she literally, like, creates new runes, does all of these, like...
She's making recipes.
Creates recipes and spells, like...
They all are scary.
Yeah. I have to assume that this happened because the outsider's gay.
I mean, that checks out. It's the only possible interpretation of the outsider.
I cannot see any possible interpretation in which he was, like, into Delilah.
No. Like, I can't do it. Because it's like, Delilah's not into him because Delilah's a lesbian, so...
Yeah, that's just true. Like, but, like, he obviously also isn't into Granny Rags, and Granny Rags is super into him.
Granny Rags is super... To be fair, we don't know that he wasn't in the past into her, but, like, she doesn't really have the same tone that, like, Dowd does, where Dowd's, like, very much, like, spurned ex-lover, whereas it's, like, it does feel like Granny, like, he's, like, never, like, been into Granny.
Yeah, I think so. There's, like, no... I do not read any, like, insinuation there in which Dowd was just into her.
The outsider.
Sorry.
Dowd's definitely not into Granny Rags.
That's because Dowd's gay.
Dowd's gay.
But yeah, no, obviously Dowd is also not into Granny Rags. But no, I just think the outsider's gay.
I mean, yeah. And that's why he never talked to Billy at this point, even though they would be good, like, MLM solidarity or whatever.
They honestly... would be. I think it's really sad that there's, like, that ending scene where, like, Billy comes back and is probably looking at Dowd's funeral pyre.
That's, like, so sad. Like, that's sad to think about. I've never, like, seen that image.
That's her dad!
Yeah, it's, like, that's her dad. And, like, and, like, she betrayed him and, like, kind of made this happen. Wait a minute. You were talking about how... I bet you must only be able to get that image if you spared Billy, right?
Oh, yeah. I wonder what image you get if you don't spare Billy.
Damn it, now we don't know.
Gotta do some really on-point really Googling.
Yeah, because you were talking about how you, like, thought the game, if you do spare her, the end of Knife of Dunwall doesn't necessarily recognize it very much, but, like...
It does, they, yeah, they must it have doesn't.
Yeah, but they, like, programmed it in so that the end of Brigmar Witches does, I guess.
Right. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Sorry.
Are you, like, playing this video?
Yeah! I'm literally playing this video. Okay. Let's see. This is just not happening, so I'll have to include this in my secret notes in the next one.
When we're, like, talking about the book or whatever.
Yeah, I'll find a place to mention it.
Uh-huh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What do you think happens to the witches if you don't kill them all?
Oh, yeah. I guess, like, I mean, I mean, not to talk about Dishonored 2 or anything, but, I mean, presumably, I guess it's like they don't have a leader anymore, but.
They also don't have powers anymore, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like, I feel like some of their magic isn't. Necessary because like some of their like I feel like some of their magic like we were talking about isn't necessarily as related to the outsider
Yeah, and I mean, there is, like, canon mentions of just witches, like, without any of the outside of powers. Yeah. Like, Dowd himself, like, he's like, yeah, my mom, like, a lot of people said she was a witch. So...
Yeah. Like, it's like, I feel like, yeah, there's, like, things that you can do. And it's like, you can make bone charms and stuff without being marked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think witches are, like, people also who just, like, figured out how to do stuff without necessarily having the outsider's mark.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe they just hate. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you really know what happens to Brigmore Manor after this. Like, maybe they just, like, stay there.
Maybe they do.
Just chilling, because, yeah.
There, I don't know. There's, like, if you don't have your magic powers, then maybe not.
Yeah. I don't know. This is unrelated. Here's the thing I find interesting. So, like, Lizzie is the one who drives you to Brigmore Manor, basically.
Uh-huh.
Like, once you're there, you can't, like, hop on the boat and chat with her. Like, did she just drop you off? Like, how do you get back?
I was wondering this. I was in the game. I was swimming around looking for a corrupted bone charm. There's, like, the faint, like, shadow of her ship out on the river.
Oh, so you can, like, because you swim back out there or whatever.
You can't. You can't swim back out there. It's just, like, part of
the scenery. I just wish you could talk to Lizzie, and she could be like, what the fuck is up with this place? This sucks.
Yeah. Like, when do I get a partner game where, like, Lizzie gets to be my buddy? My buddy cop?
I want to play as Lizzie Stride.
Oh, I do, too. That would be great.
DLC where you get to play as Lizzie Stride. Arcane, take my calls.
I think just what happens is if you don't get an after credit scene, if you kill Billy Lurk.
Okay.
I think that's just how it is. you just have to be sad you don't get to see your daughter.
You shouldn't kill Billy because she's great.
She is great.
She's very good. Can't wait till we talk about that game that she's in.
I know. Yeah. I mean, so, like, here's the real question. Did Dowd never just stop and think, you know, fuck this empire. What about a president?
I feel like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like Dowd, like, yeah, Dowd is definitely positioned as someone who's like, man, this system is, like, bullshit. Like,
yeah, and he doesn't say it once.
Like, yeah. Like... Yeah. Like, I don't know, it's like you get the sense that the reason he, like, murders all these people is because he's kind of, like, disillusioned. Because it's, like, what he says to Billy, like, in her journal, where he's like, if you, like, stay with me, like, you'll kill the people who've hurt you. It's like, well, who hurt you, Dowd? Like, what are your beliefs? Like...
Maybe Dowd is one of those people who's so, like, disillusioned with the world, like, he cannot possibly contemplate trying to change it for the better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like, depressing. That would track, but it's depressing as fuck. So, like, then the, like, you know, effects of all of this game is that, like, he has finally, like, made a decision that my actions matter, even if I don't believe the whole world can be changed, and then goes on this redemption arc believing that he can put good into the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who can say?
Yeah. Now I'm sad about Dowd.
I'm always sad about Dowd.
Yeah, and it's like the ending of this game doesn't really kind of give you a sense of, like, what he does afterwards, other than, like, he, like, leaves his blade on Jessamine's grave in, like, Low Chaos, and it's, like, presumably he's done being an assassin.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is, like, in Low Chaos, if he lives, like, there is no way he can continue to be an assassin, yeah, and I think... What is the Corroded Man about the Wailers, right?
I genuinely don't know because I've never read it. I know The Return of Dowd, which is a book that, like, takes place. When does the fuck does The Return of Dowd take place? I don't know, but it tells you what Dowd's been doing since Dishonored 1.
Yeah, I've just looked up the synopsis for The Corroded Man, and it's, like, essentially, I think, like, the Wailers are doing bullshit without Dowd.
Yeah, because he leaves, right? He leaves Dunwall.
I think so.
Doesn't he, like, go buy a vineyard?
What?
I don't know.
Does he buy a vineyard? Or is that just fanfic?
I don't know, because I don't know if it's, like, fanfic that people did based off something that was said in canon, or if someone just decided he bought a vineyard. Really, who can say?
I think he mentions in, like, that note about the Brigmore witches that, like, maybe, like, this guy will have enough to buy a vineyard in Zirconos.
Oh, maybe that's where it came from.
It? I don't even know if that's true.
I guess we'll find out. Yeah, I think either the Crooked Man or the Return of Dawn definitely, I think, will have something that says, like, what he's been doing the past 15 years.
What if it just doesn't?
Return of Dawn takes place.
What if it just doesn't at all?
Man, I don't know. I don't know anything.
Oh, I found it.
Okay.
If Doubt is killed, his body is cremated on a boat in the flooded yard of the Graves Refinery. That's if bad. Doubt spared Billy at the end of the Knife of Dunwall, she will be there as well, looking on from a distance. Ah, thank you, Dishonored Wiki. You are the true MVP.
The wiki is a true MVP of this podcast.
Or like, really?
If Billy, like, left town but comes back for his funeral.
Oh.
Like, that also means that someone would probably have had to, like, write her.
I bet it was Thomas.
Which is sad.
I'm sorry, Thomas. You were a good kid, even though you didn't tell me immediately about the wolfhounds. I don't know. I mean, I just, like, I feel sad if Dowd dies and, like, all the whalers are, like, left bereft.
Yeah.
They need someone.
I know, and it's, like, Billy doesn't, like, really, she probably doesn't come back to leave them, really, because I don't think that any of them would be interested in doing that. So, like, there's just these kids. I mean, they're not kids, but they're his kids.
They're basically his kids.
They're basically his kids. Billy's, like, 24. She's, like, she's, like, our age. She's a kid.
Is she really?
She's 24 because she's 39 in Dishonored 2.
Oh, my God. Billy Lurk, date me!
How old's Delilah? This is,
She's, I don't know. She's as old as Jessamine.
She's about Jessamine's age.
Yeah.
However old that is. I don't fucking know how old anyone... I mean, well,
I'm just,
means,
just
like,
on the Dishonored Wiki looking this information up.
Jessamine's 7 years younger than Corvo.
Delilah is 33 in Dishonored. Just Dishonored 1. I think it should also be mentioned that you can't... She does not have a mark on her hand.
Does she really not?
She really doesn't, I don't think.
Did they just forget to put that on there?
I don't... No. But I don't think you can see it on her model.
That kind of seems like something they'd, like, forget about and be like, oh, whatever.
I know, but, like, I don't know. I really believe that they could, like, forget a lot of things, but not that.
So, like, this is an important part of her character that she's marked.
Yeah. It's also, like, such an important part of the game.
They forgot to ever give us any backstory about how she came to be marked by the Outsider, but they do that for a lot of people, like Doubt.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. We also need to read the comic series.
We should read the comic series, you're right.
I've
never read
this. There's two, I think. One is about...
Well, there's the Wormwood was Deceit, but that's different.
Yeah, that was like a short mini comic.
And that's like later.
Yes, I don't know exactly when that one takes place.
The Wormwood Deceit. I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll see when we figure it out.
when we learn things about the thing we do a podcast about. We're experts, everybody.
We can't abide a mystery.
And that's why Claire loves Doubt, everybody.
It's true. I do.
Which I think means that I love the Outsider because I'm annoying.
Maybe it means you're cryptic. That's not true. You're not, so.
I think it just means I'm gay.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Well, it's true.
Is there anything about the DLC we want to talk about? Industrialization is bad.
Industrialization is bad.
I do think it's so interesting, like, that Rosewater hag of, like, rhyme. Like, where does that come from? Like, what does what does that mean in terms of, like, greater world building?
I don't think it ever comes up ever again. Like, I knew about it because I saw it in fanfiction.
I had never remembered this.
It's interesting because usually most of the world building, like, about magic kind of ties back into, like, either whale, like, bone charms or, like, the Outsider or, like, the ancient music
or like, the void.
Yeah. And it's, like, this is, like, another thing that's kind of, like, separated off and is, like, kind of, like, with the witches is, like, kind of associated with women.
Yeah.
It feels like who have, like, their own, like, kind of separate kind of magic sometimes.
Valid. I just want to know more about it. Like, we know that, like, even though the Outsider is, like, the god of the void, he, like, the void would exist without him, wouldn't it?
Well, we'll get into that later, but yeah.
I'll put spoilers.
Spoilers. But yeah, the Void exists as separately from him.
Right. So I can't think of, like, a relevant, you know, reference, but, like, it could... It is possible that, like, there could be other beings in the Void.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't see any, so it's like, what are you doing? What does that mean?
Yeah, maybe, it's like maybe the Rosewater Hag just, like, is hanging out there? I don't know. Maybe she and the, like, outsider have tea sometimes.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know her life.
I don't know. The outsider never tells me anything. Yeah, I know. We can talk... You talk about, I don't, what the fuck is the Outsiders? I mean, I feel like this comes up a lot, but it's like him in one of his speeches, he's like, I don't play favorites. It's like, you're literally playing favorites. You literally, like, are telling Dowd, you literally, like, have pit Dowd against Delilah here. Like,
I know.
In the past have pit Corvo against Dowd. Like, why are you like this?
I, like, lost my fucking shit when that random whaler said it to me. I don't even remember which one it was. It was, like, Hobson or, like, Pitchford, or like they all have someone... random names. I was like, what the fuck? Come back here right now and have a debate on this with me.
We need to talk about this.
I was just like, oh my god. It's his whole shtick. It's like, it's, he always claims to be, you know, impartial, but he, like, just wants to see what happens when he puts, like, two little ants in one, you know, under one magnifying glass.
He's just playing The Sims, man. I guess, I don't know, it's like, is he just bored, or is he, like, very interested in, like, human nature and, like, what people will do?
I mean, I think he is very interested in human nature and what people will do, and I also think it's better, like, it appears better in this game, because there's so many options as to, like, what he says, because, like, in Dishonored 1...
It's, one or two.
It's one or two, and basically he's like, oh, are you gonna do a good thing, or are you gonna do a bad thing? It's like... I know what I'm gonna do because I'm playing this game, it's a video game. Whereas in this, like, it's just much more, like, interesting and full because Dowd has already done all this fucked up, stupid shit, which, like, I guess we obviously, like, Corvo has also probably killed people too. Like,
yeah, but it's like, Corvo's, like, framed as being, like, Corvo's basically a good guy, and it's like, I guess it's like, yeah, it's like, the outsider has, like, more of a pre-existing attitude towards Dowd, like, regardless kind of your chaos level, it's like the outsider clearly already has something that he thinks about you, and it's like, you either prove him right or you prove him wrong, but he's, like, starting off from a point of view, whereas right. with the Corvo, it's like, he's, like, just now learning what you're like.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's also interesting, it's like, the game, like, never takes this into account. But, like, Corvo wasn't necessarily a good dude before Dishonored 1. Like, because he has a really important position, he's positioned as, like, a good dude and thus has been dishonored. But, like, he's definitely murdered people. He's probably interrogated people. Like, he probably...
Yeah.
He's essentially an assassin who's just backed by the crown.
Yeah. I mean, he's, like... Yeah, I guess it's, like... Because he's, like, a bodyguard.
Yeah. It's like there's, you know, like, enough ways to know from the first thing that he is at heart a good person, but, like, what does that really mean
It's because one of the first things you see him do is hug his 10-year-old
daughter. I know.
It's
like, yeah, he picks up a kid, and, like, he clearly, like, cares about the islands, but it's like, that doesn't mean that he didn't murder
people.
Yeah,
and you never hear him talk, so it's like, I don't know what this guy thinks.
Yeah, exactly. I just think it's, like, really, now that I'm thinking about it, it's really interesting that, like, it chooses... Like, killing Dowd is, for Corvo, like, a very personal choice.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, what you do in low chaos or what you do in high chaos. But it's just interesting that you can choose, as Corvo, to essentially put aside all the killing you've ever done.
Yeah.
So then it's really interesting to me that if he does that, he does the same for Dowd. So it's not even just an act of personal forgiveness. But it's, and I have done better for myself, too.
Yeah, and maybe now I've decided that it's bad because my life sucks right now.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, you know, he's a good guy, but empires are bad.
I think that's interesting because I like, think of Dishonored 1 as, like, less of a redemption story than, like, the DLC, which, like, very much are a redemption story, or, like, the, like, failure to redeem yourself story.
Yeah. Well, it's because, so, like, Dishonored 1, it is Dishonored, but, like, we all know he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Whereas in the DLC, Dao did those, like, he did the murder.
He did, you see him do the thing. Korra didn't do it unless you fuck up when you're playing and shoot her, which you can do.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just a way different starting point that's also interesting. Because it's still, you know, a story about, like, redemption and the choices you make, but it's, like, way different if you did, in fact, make those murderous decisions.
Yeah. I know. I just... He's good. The fact that you, like, never get, like... I don't know. It's, like, I am always interested in, like, the framing of, like, Jessamine's murder as being this, like, big thing that changed the world. And it's, like... I guess it's, like, I know why she's more important than other people, but, like, also, like, is she really more important than other people?
Right. Yeah. It's, like, you know, like, a lot of empires... Like, a lot of empresses and a lot of emperors have just been killed. Like,
yeah,
that's, you know, like, what happened.
Like, this clearly destabilized this country, but also, like, is that worse than, like, killing other people who maybe didn't deserve it?
Right. And also, it's like, you know really specifically that this empire is only an empire because, like, Gristle did some fucked up shit and conquered. So, like, what does that mean, implication-wise?
Yeah, like... Yeah, I know there's no decision to be like, hey, I'm gonna like write some pamphlets about democracy.
Yeah, there's, I don't know, like, I don't know, Dowd went to college, like, he should know about economics.
He went to one semester of college.
That's something.
Yeah.
He had to be pretty smart to get in there, so I'm still gonna say he should know the basics of economics.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he could have just murdered his way in.
I think that would have been a little obvious.
Maybe. I mean, who knows what the Academy of Natural Philosophy is like. We really don't know very much about it.
All we know is it has a really rigorous entrance exam and that poor dude who was the freaky fucked up nurse had to leave. For getting into a fight with Piero.
He lost a coin toss to Piero.
Yeah.
It can't be that hard if Piero got in.
Well, unfortunately, I think we do have to say... that Piero has a little bit of a brain.
I refuse to say that.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I just like the witches a lot.
The witches are good. They look cool. They're lesbians. I like them.
You know what else is something I thought of while playing this mission? So I really remembered this mission quite fondly.
And then you were playing it and you're like, this sucks.
Yeah. It's because they're, like, it's a really interesting setting. Like, the setting is fabulous. Like, everything's flooded and there's plants everywhere. But there's, like, not a lot of shit to find. And this has, I think, been the same for all of the DLC. Is, like, yeah, you get to explore, like, the more mundane areas of Dunwall. But there's, like, not that much to explore.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like this level's very big because the manor is really big and it's kind of hard to get around. And it's like interesting to listen to, you know, like what the witches are saying, but it's like most of the stuff you find is just like stuff that's like the emission stuff that's nudging you towards like, hey, here's what's happening with Emily, here's what's Delilah's doing.
Like the only thing I can remember finding that wasn't involved with the mission was like that pamphlet on industrialization.
Yeah, and the daughter of Tivia.
I could not forget that.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like there's less. Oh, and so also it's like Brigmore, like, because even though the witches have like left their mark on it, I feel like you don't find a ton of stuff that makes it feel lived in, like how you might find in like somebody else's house.
What do you mean? Like you don't find beds?
Well, yeah, but I mean just like you often find like the like detritus of like everyday life lying around in people's houses, and you don't really find any of that here.
Yeah,
I guess
because
maybe
true.
The witches don't have a normal life.
That's true, but there's, like, not even, like, a sleeping area. Or, like...
Yeah, I don't know where they sleep.
Because I remember when we, like, if we go to the Overseer compound and, like, Mission 2 of Dishonored, there was a ton of shit. There was, like...
Yeah, it's, like, it doesn't feel like anyone lives here.
Right.
Like, it's flooded. There's water everywhere.
Yeah, and there's, like, I wish there had been more to, like, give us a look into the witches. And I think the same thing with, like, the past missions with, like, the Hatters and the Eels. Like, I wish there had just been more... ordinary life stuff to pick up, because I could have been happy to pick up, like, recipes, or, like, hey, I tried out this recipe and it didn't work, maybe I should use X flour instead of Y, or, like, hey, fucking Sister Melina stole my shit, or anything, but it's just not there.
Uh-huh.
It feels, like, devoid of that really nice Dishonored 1, like, personality.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like the witches are, like, both in this game and, like, later games are, like, a little bit underwritten, because, like, I want to know, like, more about them. Like,
yeah.
I feel like maybe you get a little more of this later, but, like, why they would, like, be like, hey, I'm going to join this, like, weirdo ladies' coven. What about their lives made them want to do that?
Yeah. Because, like, there's, like, a lot of, like, things that I can extrapolate based on, like, maybe they were already looking into being witches and they were, like, hated for that, or maybe they're just lesbians. It's, like, I don't get told any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially because, like, Delilah is positioned as, like, essentially a cult leader. Like, they call her, like, Lady Delilah, and they're all in love with her, and, like, that's fine. I'm in love with Delilah, too, but...
So is Billy. Everyone's in love with Delilah. We're all there.
Yeah, we're all that lesbian. But, like, you know, we don't get to see any of that, really, beyond, like, occasionally one or two witches worrying about her safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I miss that. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see more about Dishonored 2 when there are witches there.
Yeah, because there is more of that with...
But, like, I do think you're right. I think they are serially underwritten.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
They're good. Yeah, they look cool as hell. They all have kind of Delilah's thing of, like, having, like, plants on their bodies, and it's weird. I love it.
I like it so much. I think it's, like, such a weird, interesting, like, visualization of, yeah, they're plant witches. We be real. Like,
yep. Here we go.
Yeah. But alas, we don't get to know them. They also get, like, more updated designs in Dishonored 2, which I really like.
Yeah, they do look cool. Everything looks fucking great in Dishonored 2.
It's true. I can't wait to get there.
I know. That'll be fun. We just have to read this stupid book first.
Oh, everyone should. So, who's going to be playing Low Chaos and who's going to be playing High Chaos? And should we let our listeners vote?
Oh, do we have enough people who will vote? Here's a question. Which one of us is going to, like, is one of us going to play... I guess.
Oh yeah, one of us has to play Emily and one of us has to play Corvo.
So I guess we just have to decide which one of those people, like, is gonna do a lot of murders.
I don't have a preference as to which one I've played as or which one I play as, because I've played as both.
Yeah, I've done both. I guess have I done High Chaos? I don't think I have.
You've not been murder.
Yeah.
Okay, well then I guess you could do High Chaos.
I don't know. I'll think about it. We can figure it out. Yeah, I guess we'll have to figure that out. Yeah, it's a good time. But yeah, so Dishonored 2, there's two characters you can play as. Good times.
Yay!
Yay! I love Emily with my whole heart.
I do too. She's a good egg.
She's a good egg. It's true.
I guess maybe not if you murder people.
Well, she's going through a lot.
That's no excuse.
Listen, she's in her mid-20s. We all do shit in our mid-20s.
Yeah, but I don't murder people.
You're not... She's 26 or something. You haven't gotten there yet.
Thanks. I think she is, like, 26.
I believe in your ability to eventually murder people.
Thank you, I think.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, I really think I have exhausted my topics.
Unless you have something else you want to say about Dowd.
I don't know, he should take a nap sometimes, I guess. I think that's it. I mean, I just find his whole shtick really interesting, and I find the Wailers deeply interesting.
His whole shtick, which is he's sad.
Yeah.
You know what, that's fine. That's valid.
Yeah. I don't know, I like the Wailers, and I really wish we could see more of them. Frankly, I think they're, like, neat as shit.
I want the cool assassin. Yeah, this is pretty much the last you see of the Wailers. Like, unlike the witches who come up again, the Wailers don't.
I guess they'll show up in the Corroded Man.
I guess. I don't know shit about what happens in the Corroded Man. It'll be an adventure for all of us. I've never read it.
And I think there's, like, a mention of Thomas and Death of the Outsider, but...
Yeah, because... Yeah.
That's, like, it. All right, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at Lucky Dice Kirby. You can find this podcast at Drunken Wailers. That's it. Where are you?
You can find me on Twitter at Surrealist Trees. And you can find the intro and outro music in the show notes, which is Goosebeak Whale by Alps. I'm sorry, I was laughing because I thought Cerulean Trees was a really, like, on-point Twitter name for this episode.
It's true. Yeah, yeah, I've never thought about that before. It's correct. That's Delilah's Twitter handle.
Oh, I just, wow, I'm on it today.
Okay.
All right, that is, you know, the end of Dowd. Bye, bitch.
Bye.